This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one in Stupid News. Nashville, Tennessee. Police there arrested Leslie Ramirez. Police arrested Leslie for attacking her boyfriend with her own dirty underwear.
Some people pay extra for that, Rick.
Yes, I know. Really? She got arrested.
I hate
means on the Hot Crazy Index.
I hate the sound Rod made when you read that headline. I just... stop it.
You know we're going parasailing together later. You know we're going up there.
It's more like para-dragging.
We're going to join the 1,000-foot club.
Just keep your dirty underwear to yourself. Hey,
happy Pride Month, boys.
Thank you.
Bravo. Well done. Sexy. Sexy like a beast.
Damn.
Somebody said Sean parasailing would bring us back to the days of the pterodactyl.
That wingspan.
Yes, exactly. Nice stuff. Yeah, Leslie. The couple was having an argument when Leslie threw her dirty underwear at her boyfriend's face. He said he used his foot to block the underwear. Kind of a humble brag.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a foot up there. And then he called the police. What is wrong with you people?
She got arrested for that?
Yeah. Why do the police have to be involved in every one of these? You know, I avoid most of these where... Oh, he throws a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's if it's canned ham, I get that. That's, you know, it's going to hurt you. So he got hit in the face with underwear, you candy ass.
Well,
just walk out.
He said he blocked it, though, right?
Yeah.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Leave.
So, yeah.
What is up with this? You can't use the police to enforce your dumb argument. Maybe you're just not meant to be together.
Yeah. Shocker.
How about that?
Yeah.
Leslie's been charged with assault for throwing her underwear at her boyfriend.
Wow. That's just stupid. If I'm the judge, case dismissed.
Something.
And get rid of your boyfriend. He's a wuss.
Yeah, somebody's a candy.
Yeah.
Item two.
I don't want to go parasailing with that guy.
No. I don't know. He's got a magic foot, I hear.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Might be able to take care of you like a chimp. Got that hand foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if I can't throw my dirty underwear in his face,
I want no part of that. That's what I say. Hey, you know, if you can't take me on my worst day, you don't deserve me on my best.
Bitch, I'm a strong, independent woman that don't need no man.
Anybody got a live, laugh, love for me? We
would you like? All right, item two. Here we go, another angry paramour. Maravone Moraes from Brazil. I don't speak Portuguese, so get me on this.
Sounded good to me.
All right, I'm going Maravone.
Okay.
Made headlines. You might remember we actually talked about this. She, quote, married a rag doll some time ago. But then... Do you remember this part of the story?
Oh,
the 37-year-old making headlines again because she claims that the ragdoll partner cheated on her for the second time.
Oh, man. You know, I guess you can forgive the ragdoll the first time.
Didn't they have a baby together, like a baby ragdoll, I think they had? Yeah. Yes, but the second cheating, she did what any good South American woman would do and cut off his penis.
Well?
She chopped off his ragdoll penis.
Okay.
You know, I got questions.
Yeah. I decided to take it off. I'm done. I've done it before. She said that I've done it before, so I guess she gave it back to him at some point.
He sews it back on.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But this time it's upside down.
Give me a needle and thread. I forgive you.
Then there is no chance of any other woman lusting after him. Last time I found a bright pink thong on the floor. I found out that Marcello, that is her ragdoll husband,
Marcello,
has been with another woman. But when I asked who they were, he did not answer me. Marcello is naughty. He goes after the women and then lies to me that nothing happens. Not again. I cut off his penis.
That's some disassociation, because the ragdoll's not doing anything you're not making him do.
So, are you trying to bring logic into this conversation?
I just imagine there was a blindfold going up to random women with the ragdoll.
Marcello!
Stop, Marcello!
Find
stop.
You so hot. Yeah. I cut off his penis.
Jeez.
By the way, we talked to Marcello.
Oh.
All right, there we go.
No, it's the same in English as it was in Portuguese.
Yes, of course. Finally, this. From Newton Falls, Ohio. Police there were recently called to a home to break up a fight. A woman and her friend were out walking their dogs when a homeowner began yelling at them to come back and pick up their stupid dog poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean up, man.
Yeah. The dog walker and her friend refused to come back. That's when another woman stormed out of the house, grabbed the dog poop off the lawn, and threw it at them. They threw it back, and thus ensued a dog crap fight.
Amazing.
If you're the dog, you're just enjoying this. You're just sitting there laughing.
Oh, my God,
right?
Yes.
Man, my scent is everywhere.
You know, that came out of me. You know, I crapped that out of my butthole.
A dog walker then called 911. Police arrived and asked the parties to stop it.
Stop.
Just stop it. Nobody get arrested? Just stop it. How about that?
Dog crap fight.
But if anybody thrown their underwear, you're all going to jail.
That's right. That's an assault.
Dog poop war is apparently just a dispute between neighbors.
Yeah. That's just, you know, it's a neighborhood thing.
Yes.
HOA will handle it.
It's that horseplay. Now, you stop with your horseplay.
Yeah, I would have, if it really bothered me that much, I would have scooped it up with, like, you know, like a pool toy, a pool shovel.
Yeah.
And waited for them to go wherever they live, and I would have thrown it at their house
in
later.
In their yard.
So
yeah.
I know where, you know.
Yeah.
The S house.
I wouldn't have picked it up with my hands.
The worst part is...
Apparently this woman was very angry.
Yeah, no kidding. I just love that you said a separate woman got involved.
Oh, yeah, so...
Like, wasn't even the first one.
No, so the homeowner, I'm guessing it's the guy,
is
telling them to pick up the dog poop, and his wife is just not having any more of this.
Oh, so she came out of that house.
I'm guessing she comes out,
then,
grabs it, and starts hurling it at them.
Then you know this is the thing that they have complained to each other about so many times.
Probably so.
It is a source of angst and anger.
And what's wrong with these people? Pick up the dog crap.
I don't get that.
You know?
I don't get it either. I live on a corner lot, and part of my lot is wooded.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you just find a pile of mess.
Yeah.
Like, they think, you know, that's okay because there's woods there. I mean, come on, dude. There's a house attached to those woods.
We'll start chasing people down the road. Hey, pick up your poop! Hey, pick your dog, you're picking up!
Yeah. Loudspeaker, man.
We have fox poop in our backyard.
Yes. Yeah, you can find that.
And I don't like it, but I can't throw it at anybody because, you know.
I mean, you can.
Nobody's keeping a fox.
I mean, doesn't mean
that you're aware of.
Yeah.
They are cute, though.
How do you know it's fox poop?
Because you can Google. When you see it, you're like, okay, that doesn't look like dog crap.
Right.
Like
which
rabbits
point,
poop pellets.
Yeah, what is going on here? You can Google it, and it's fox crap. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
You can find owl pellets.
Yeah, I think they live under the shed.
Wouldn't be shocking, yeah.
Yeah, I heard they wanted cable.
Yeah.
So are you hooking it up?
Well, you know, the shed's got the bed and the television already in there, so, you know, it stands to reason I could put cable in. Yeah.
Apparently, they just want cable so they can watch the news on Fox. Yeah. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
Dad joke, and that's why this is.
Stupid news.